Wildlife advocates are calling on the Biden administration to tighten regulations protecting right whales in the North Atlantic following a series of injuries and deaths of the rare ocean mammals. Defenders of Wildlife says since 2017, there have been 37 documented right whale deaths in the U.S. and Canadian waters. The group's Jane Davenport says that represents 20% of the right whale population. Defenders supports the Biden administration's proposal to impose seasonal speed limits on vessels 35 feet and longer that slow the boats down during the whales' busiest times.
In other words, if right whales are detected either visually or acoustically, then there would be drawn dynamic speed zone around them in which vessels would have to slow to 10 nautical miles an hour or less while they're going through that zone.
Davenport contends that a right whale calf currently has a 1 in 14 chance of dying before its first birthday from a vessel strike. The Biden administration is investing nearly $10 million to support recovery efforts as part of the Inflation Reduction Act. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says right whales are nearing extinction with only 360 remaining, including fewer than 70 reproductively active females. Davenport says right whale protections are among the most critical environmental efforts the country can undertake.
All that fertilization that they're doing, I mean, we talk about saving trees, but we need to realize saving a whale is the equivalent of saving thousands and thousands and thousands of trees in terms of the ecosystem services it can provide.
Davenport says the latest right whale injured off the South Carolina coast was the first one to be born during the 2024 calving season. NOAA says its injuries were consistent with a vessel strike. Davenport adds that only one-third of right whale mortalities are ever observed, so the documented deaths represent a significant undercount of the actual number. This is Mark Moran for South Carolina News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.